Three of the candidates running for the Senate in Massachusetts have stated unequivocal positions on the issue of abortion rights. Two other candidates have staked out grayer areas. The differences don't divide along party lines. Democratic Congressman Edward Markey, who early during his 36-year career in Washington supported a constitutional amendment to ban abortion, has since become a solid supporter of abortion rights. Markey has been endorsed by both NARAL Pro-Choice America and the Planned Parenthood Advocacy Fund. Tricia Waja, spokesperson for the Planned Parenthood Advocacy Fund of Massachusetts, said it is significant these are national endorsements.
I just want to stress how important it is to us that the next senator-elect understand that politicians have no place in a woman's personal health care decisions and will stand up against those in Washington who just incessantly launch attacks on women's access to health care.
Democratic Congressman Stephen Lynch opposes abortion, but in interviews since entering the Senate race has said he won't do anything to roll back abortion rights.
I don't believe that attacking the decision in Roe v. Wade is part of any solution. I've never taken that position. Rather, I have advocated on behalf of access to contraceptives and access to health care to try to reduce the number of unwanted pregnancies. I think that's the way to approach that problem.
Democratic political consultant Mike Shea said the April 30th primary is likely to attract core Democrats who are strong supporters of abortion rights.
Well, without women, there would be no Democratic Party, and we would never win an election. But the women's vote is key to any Democrat in a primary, and key to winning later in the general election when, men tend to be more conservative and more likely to vote Republican.
Of the three Republican Senate candidates, State Representative Daniel Winslow has said he is the only candidate from either party that has supported abortion rights throughout his political career. Businessman and former Navy SEAL Gabriel Gomez is in that gray area occupied by Lynch. Gomez, as a Catholic, opposes abortion, but said he would not change current laws. Former U.S. Attorney Michael Sullivan, a Republican, is the only candidate in the race who's taken a strong anti-abortion stand. Massachusetts Citizens for Life President Ann Fox said the organization's PAC has formally endorsed Sullivan and will work to get out the vote for him in the Republican primary.
The most that we have to offer, as I say, is the grassroots and the voters.
Republicans who have won election to statewide office in Massachusetts in the last 20 years have been fiscal conservatives but social moderates who supported abortion rights, like former governors William Weld and Paul Cellucci. Still, Fox believes an anti-abortion candidate can win the race to replace now Secretary of State John Kerry.
At elections, when they do the exit polling, they discover that there is a pro-life differential, and of people who vote on the issue, more of them vote pro-life.
Massachusetts Citizens for Life endorsed Scott Brown in last year's election, even though the former Republican senator described himself as pro-choice. Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren, who defeated Brown, hammered him repeatedly during the campaign about votes he cast that she said made him undependable when it came to women's rights. One example was Brown's support for an exemption on religious or moral grounds to a requirement that employer-provided health insurance cover birth control. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.